Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, May 8th. Tesla has officially broke ground at its new lithium refinery outside Corpus Christi, Texas. The automaker plans to produce enough battery-grade lithium at the site to support the production of 1 million electric cars annually. The company updated the timeline to construction being finished next year and achieving production in 2025. Musk previously called lithium refining a license to print money, and he encouraged other companies to get involved as it still plans to buy battery-grade lithium from other sources. With this factory, Tesla plans to pioneer a new production technology to push Tesla and the industry to be more efficient. The company didn't go into great detail about the technology, but it claims that it cuts several steps in the process to reduce waste. Tesla also noted that it plans to both import lithium ore to the factory and use lithium from recycled batteries. Elon Musk says that Tesla will give a free month of full self-driving package to every owner in North America, but only when it's super smooth, to use his words. Of course, super smooth is a subjective goal. Some beta testers would argue that it's already there, but many don't have anything close to a smooth experience with it. Musk has said that people don't understand the value of the system, which the automaker now sells for $15,000. At Electrek, we estimate that about 10% of Tesla's global customers have paid for the package at some point in its history. Those who bought the package at a much earlier date also paid a lower price, but the package is not transferable to a new Tesla car purchase. Now that Musk is saying that the trial of the package is being considered, this may boost sales if the owners find value, or potential value, in the system. Tesla confirmed that it is building a new crash test lab in Austin to further improve the passive safety of its electric vehicles. A recruiter wrote in LinkedIn, quote, "Y'all ask for it, Tesla provided. Tesla is building a crash test lab in Austin, Texas. We are hiring engineering technicians to support the crash test lab." Tesla is actually listing a job called Engineering Technician Passive Safety Crash Test Lab. Not much else is known about it at this point, or if it's going to even be adding or replacing the lab in Fremont. Much is said about the collision avoidance system that Tesla has been working on with their active safety features of autopilot and full self-driving, but fact of the matter is that Tesla has an impressive record with safety otherwise. The Model 3 has won several safety accolades, including 5-star ratings in all categories and the lowest probability of injury ever tested from the NHTSA. They also got 5 stars from the Euro NCAP while being hailed as setting, quote, "a new safety technology benchmark." Tesla is planning to update its full self-driving package with end-to-end AI in its full self-driving beta version 12. Full self-driving beta already makes plenty use of neural nets powered by artificial intelligence, but it's used for a perception part of the equation, meaning for the vehicle to detect its environment. When it comes to the decision-making and driving input of steering wheel, accelerator, brakes, and so on, Tesla relies on regular programming. But now Musk commented on the upcoming update saying, quote, "Arguably, version 11.4 should be version 12, as there are so many major improvements. Version 12 is reserved for when full self-driving is end-to-end AI, from images into steering, brakes, acceleration, out." Now, Musk didn't offer a timeline for this particular update. The automaker is currently starting to expand the release of 11.4 beyond its internal fleet. Recently, Musk said that he believes that Tesla can achieve full autonomy this year. However, there is some clarity to be desired. Lucid set up shop at a Tesla supercharger station in Los Angeles to offer Tesla owners a test drive of the Lucid Air. For some reason, it seems to be angering some Tesla fans, which is odd because it's happened before without complaint. Cadillac did the same thing just 2 months ago. BMW, Nissan, and Lexus have used targeted advertising for Tesla owners, and in some cases making slight jabs at Tesla. Lucid Motors has been taking notes and decided to bring a Lucid Air test drive car to the supercharger station in Hollywood. This is also while Lucid is on tour with the vehicles, actively promoting them across the country. Since many Tesla chargers are located on property that doesn't expressly belong to Tesla, and since electric vehicle owners congregate at the chargers with not much to do, I think it's a solid advertising move with a dog and pony show. Volkswagen Group has shared details on its first quarter 2023 financial results for its volume brand vehicles, showing promising growth in sales, profits, and most importantly, electric vehicle deliveries. Sales revenue climbed 36% and before special items, operating profits nearly doubled to 1.74 billion euros. These early numbers are promising, as the brand group volume already predicts 2023 will deliver significantly higher consolidated operating returns on sales. While electric vehicle sales and deliveries still remain a small fraction of the overall totals, quarterly growth continues to trend upwards. The group delivered 97,100 electric vehicles in the first quarter, a 49% increase compared to the first quarter of 2022. Volkswagen appears to have good news for sales numbers and operating profits, which will be critical to long-term profitability for electric programs. Like every legacy auto company, they have to get every last ounce of profit from their gas programs and squeezing them out to survive the transition. Fisker only recently began delivering vehicles in Europe, but has now cut the ribbon on two new customer-dedicated facilities in Germany. The new Fisker lounge and showroom also kick off the start of the Ocean SUV reservations in the country, as well as operations at the automaker's new European headquarters. Although Fisker is an American brand based in Southern California, the Ocean is built in Europe, where deliveries are commencing in the very strong market. Additionally, Fisker has officially opened the doors on an 800-square-foot showroom in Munich Motor World's complex. Complex includes a 100-vehicle garage that Fisker intends to utilize for Ocean test drives and customer deliveries. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Foxtrot Wolf says, "Maybe Aptera will show the regulators, whoever they are, that they were wrong when they regulated away the three-wheeled ATV a few decades ago." Well, Mr. Wolf, those two vehicles are entirely different. About the only thing they have in common is three wheels, which is really not that much, truth be told. I actually used to work for an electric trike company as they worked through some of the final development. Well, actually, development is still ongoing, as it's been 90% finished for quite a long time. But at any rate, placement of the wheels and placement of the load is a huge part of the magic sauce. If those two things are made right for the purpose of the vehicle, then three wheels can do amazing things. Those old three-wheeled ATVs were indeed quite dangerous, and there was way too much torque in the rear drive wheels and not nearly enough weight up front to stabilize it. Instead of pushing the vehicle forward, the light weight of the front wheel would just rotate backwards like somebody losing an arm wrestling contest, and that little human on top would be squashed by hundreds of pounds of machinery. I anticipate that the Aptera won't have this danger at all, as there is a considerable amount of weight up front, and it's designed to be used on smooth roads instead of wild off-road adventures. So I agree with the regulators on that one, which is somewhat rare for my personal taste. I think that those three-wheeled ATVs should be dead and gone, and maybe in a museum, maybe for some enthusiasts who want to put their life on the line, similar to skydiving or those flying squirrel suits. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.